From the News Center, a news focus.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has announced that in 2020, statewide traffic deaths increased to 1,129 from the record low of 1,059 in 2019. Last year was the second lowest number of highway fatalities recorded, and overall fatalities do continue to trend downward. PennDOT Secretary Yasmin Gramian said Pennsylvania is committed to moving towards zero deaths, saying the biggest priority continues to be safe travel, regardless of the mode you use. Roadway deaths in Pennsylvania were up about 6% in 2020, despite an approximate 20% reduction in traffic count statewide last year when compared to 2019. This increase is in line with a recently released report from the National Safety Council showing preliminary data estimates national motor vehicle deaths are up 8%. Gramian said the COVID-19 pandemic definitely impacted traffic volume statewide, but they cannot definitively say why fatalities actually increased during this time period. Gramian reminds everyone to wear their seatbelts, never drive impaired or distracted, and always follow the speed limit. While the overall number of highway deaths was up last year, decreases in fatalities were noted in crashes involving drivers 65 and up, head-on, opposite direction side swipes, crashes involving distracted drivers, and pedestrian crashes. And the year-to-year longer-term trends also continue to decrease, according to Gramian, who said compared to 2016, there were 59 fewer total traffic deaths. National data indicates over 90% of crashes are caused by driver behavior. And for that reason, PennDOT focuses on data trends to drive enforcement and education improvements and invests $18 million annually in federal grant funding to support these behavioral safety programs. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.